Hear my voice and let your body be mine for a little while. By which I mean you fall into this voice and want to bring pleasure to it, as I bring pleasure to you. And therefore, it's okay to just let go and feel yourself. Outside concerns, things that existed before but do not exist now, are far away. You are here with me in this moment where you feel what I say and let yourself fall into my words. They deluge away 10, your mind, and carry you down. 9, 8, you feel your body tingle. You feel your awareness kind of zoom in on your ear, your mind, your listening position. 7, 6, 5, 4, following me down and drifting deep. 3, 2, 1. Just feel warmth throughout all of you. Feel an empty mind waiting and listening. Feel yourself tingle and ache. Your mind just falling into it. Just fading out. All there is of you right now is the part that listens to my voice, that hears my control flow, and that will follow my instructions. And they'll be fairly simple. Fairly easy instructions. Slide your hands down. Find your toy. Coat it. Lubricate it. It's all right to dip it in your pussy a little bit and rub your juices over it, but you're going to want a little more lubricant than that with where it's going. And make sure to lubricate your rear entrance as well. We're going to be lightly pressing that toy against the front side of your body, the anterior wall, to stimulate a little bit inside your rear on spots that exist on the posterior wall of your vaginal canal, places that feel quite pleasant. But also, the clitoris you have, the tingling, aching little nub that even now might become aroused, run your fingers over it, touch your clit in order to get yourself more aroused, while your clit is just the tip of the iceberg. The actual sexual pleasure structure, which enters a plateau stage and climaxes in spasmodic movements, is deep inside your body. And it's a little bit closer in some places to the inner walls of your rear than it is to your pussy. Therefore, you can do some very intricate and interesting things to your own body if you just give in to the urge to follow my instructions. Feel yourself fade, and your entire form become puppeted to my desires for a little while. You've lubed up your toy. You've lubed up your rear entrance. You're somewhere safe. Keep going if you still need to do any of those things. I trust you to have prepared, as I said, however. And therefore, slide the tip against your entrance. If at any point you need to stop and relubricate, you will. Slip it inside. Feel the spreading of those delicious nerve endings. Feel the way that it tenses and clenches and holds around the toy. Feel the way that you feel little rhythmic spasming contractions inside your body as you remember the nearby existence of that vast glacial internal clitoral structure, that part of you that innervates throughout your belly. And makes you feel when you push anything inside and push it just a little against the wall. Now the tip of your toy, you want to curve toward the upper side of your body. So if you're laying on your back, you'd be pointing the tip of your inserted toy toward the up direction. And if you're laying on your belly, you'd be pointing it down because you want to touch the frontal wall, as it were. There's so many delicious things in there. But you don't ever need to insert anything at all more than a couple inches inside. Beyond that, you can produce, rub it against the front wall of your body, feel, find the little spot where the texture changes. Beyond that, you can produce a slightly more full sensation, especially if you're playing with your pussy, and you should be using your free hand to play with your pussy. Rub your clit, go right inside the folds, and press intensely on the tip of that iceberg. Press intensely and make your body shiver and shake, even as you push the toy inside a little deeper in the rear and rub it against the frontal wall of your body, feeling, aching, yearning, wanting more. And you do want more. And I intend to provide it. Feel your rear a little bit. Keep it well lubricated. Let your fingers on the other hand safely run across your clit. Safely dive a few fingers inside your pussy and try to use your thumb to rub your clit. You're just getting sensation in there because the tissues inside of your body that respond to being touched by your toy slipping inside and rubbing the walls, well, those parts of you swell a little when you're turned on. So if you let yourself get more turned on, it's easier to hit the target. Easier to feel the right place. Easier to shiver and tense. Go ahead, rub the tip of that toy around in the right spot. You'll know the correct location because it will produce an unusual feeling. If you're new at this, you may not yet have developed the musculature back there. Feel yourself slide deep down. Listen. 10, 9. You're still moving the toy in your rear. 8, 7. You're still rubbing your clit, still massaging around. Feels so good. Let yourself find a spot where the texture is slightly different inside your rear. That A spot people talk about is actually just you bumping up against certain parts of your body that are more accessible through rear entrance. And there are little reward sensors around the ring of musculature that's tensing around your toy. And it's okay to tense your buttocks and make them squeeze. It's okay to just rub the toy in all the right places. And feel your mind go a little blank. A little dazed, a little hazy, a little easy, a little deep, drifty, down, sleep, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're so deep, and yet your muscles still move, your hands still move, your body still twitches. You still rub the toy inside your rear against the frontal wall of your body. You still run your fingers over your clit, rub your fingers inside your pussy on the other hand. You can even bring them up and squeeze your breasts, pinch your nipples if that's a relaxing, soothing thing for you to do. Because the more relaxed you are, the easier it is to find the right spot. And the more turned on you are at my voice, the easier it is to give in to the sensations of quivering full-body pleasure that are oh so different from vaginal orgasm. And yet, the sensation is pure. And here, you are far away from ordinary thoughts, far away from the ordinary perception of self. And so you feel safe and comfortable exploring this new pleasure, rubbing the toy against the front of your body, moving it around. Your thoughts follow my voice. You hear my voice. You fade into my voice. And you get to enjoy more. Indeed, you can just keep letting these words come, and in fact, you are now allowed to come. Rub your clit, feel the inside of your rear, feel the clenching, feel the fullness, even though you don't have to go that deep, even though you can just rub your toy against the front wall of your body, and feel how you respond with little tingles, strange, pulling sensations of warmth that spread through your hips and make your hips heavy and make you roll them back against the toy, forward against your hands. Do that for me. Hear my voice. Let it resonate in your mind and let your entire body shiver and give in to the sensation of pleasure that is my voice flowing in, your hands moving as if they were mine. And it's always so much better when it's someone else's touch, listening, letting your body just roll with it. And of course, you can loop these words, let these words flow again and again. You'll add more lube if you need to. You'll keep going only if it is comfortable to continue. But slip the toy in your rear, rub it against the front of your body, find the little spot that feels best, and then hold it there. Indeed, you may think you wish to pause for a moment, but I want you to just keep going as long as it's comfortable and okay to do so. Keep going with pleasure. Keep going with stimulation. Keep letting your body roll and roil in the waves of heat. The feeling inside your head that you are here and you are pleasured and this is right and this is good. And you'll feel more. More and more of my words, more and more of the moment. Every second that passes, your whole body gets caught up in the shivering, spasming movement, rubbing the front of your body with your toy inserted, feeling that little ring of flesh send reward signals to your brain at your rear entrance, feeling your fingers dive into your pussy, your thumb rub your clit, your fingers find your clit. Just masturbate as efficiently as you normally would. But now, when the hands are moving for me, maybe you'll push a little more daringly on your clit, distributing the rubbing out among the internal tissues. Maybe you'll rub in exactly the same time with the toy that's in your rear rubbing against the front of your body, letting anal masturbation flow through you in pleasurable waves that you will associate pleasantly with being deep, with listening to me, with sliding under, with warm, drifting pleasure. And the pleasure of this moment is undeniable. You exist here in the waves and the wake of what I say, in the feeling of your body. My voice resonates in you. It may slip away at times because you may be lost in the simple self-trance of rhythmic movement, of slipping toy in and out, hearing the slick wetness, hearing the wetness of your dripping pussy as you rub your thumb, as you move your form, as you let your brain get relaxed, peaceful, deep and happy. And the tension in your body grow and grow. The pleasure in your form spread until every part of you is erogenous and aflame with white, hot, aching, needy lust. And in that place you may think you're going to slip so deep and lose yourself, but there is an anchor. You hear something. You hear the slick obscenity of your own lustful movements. You hear the slow dripping of your thoughts flowing out of your brain as wetness and expressing themselves between your legs. And